Yeah, so the RIF quotes a Brysa, which really summarizes some basic halacha. And the Brysa says, actually, it says in the site, this is from Maseches Derech Eretz, which is one of the Maseches Ketanis.
Yeah.
So it says, Eches Achi Aviv Asura. Now, this is not a Shnia, this is a Derisa. One of the forbidden Arayas is the wife of your father's brother. That's your aunt through marriage. Yeah. That's an issue of the Arisa. But it's making the point, the point of this Arisa is not to talk about Shnia so much, but it's simply to talk about the fact that there will be a number of cases, again, this is a Chorapash, but you just have to realize it, where although a woman is forbidden, but her daughter does not have a prohibition. Meaning I don't automatically say if the woman is puzzled, somehow there's a problem to the daughter. And one example is aunt versus cousin. I'm not allowed to marry Eishes Achi Aviv. That's an aunt, that's Minat Haira. Bitei Muteresla. But I can marry her daughter, which is my first cousin. Similarly, Achi Aviv, Muter Beishtai, Ubabita. So again, this is the symmetry in which I cannot marry my aunt, but a woman can marry her uncle, right? That's kind of the paradox. That even though I cannot marry the wife of my father's brother can marry my wife. In other words, an uncle can marry a niece. Ubabita, and of course he can marry the daughter, that's for sure. That would be his great niece. Mm-hmm. Now, Aishas Achi Imai, this is another aunt. An aunt who married the mother's brother, if it's your mother's brother from the father. That's also the Araisa. Asuralai, Bitei Muteraslai, Achi Imai, but the mother's actual brothers, Mutter Beishtai, they can marry their niece through marriage, Ubabita. Naisei Adam Eishes Ben Achiv, and for that same reason, therefore, I can marry the wife of my nephew, Eishes Ben Achiv said. In other words, whether it's my nephew because it's the son of my brother or the son of my sister, and as well, not only can I marry the wife of my nephew, but I can actually marry my niece. I can marry Bas Achiv. Right, that's obviously that's the first mission of Yerubas. Right, that is why a daughter can fall the Yibam, because an uncle can marry the daughter, and Mimela, she's an heir to the father. Okay. Then finally the Brysa says, I can't figure out why this is in the Brysa at all. This is the last line of the Brysa. Hamachsir Grushasai Mishanises. Right, if a man divorced his wife and she married somebody else, and then that somebody else divorced her or died, so I was machzir, right? The person was over and machzir grushasai. When he dies, chaylatzas v'loy misyabes. Now again, we went over this. This is not intuitively pushed, because the issur of machzir grushasai is an issur on the first husband. So just because is forbidden to the first husband, that automatically would not prohibit her to the yavam. But the Gemara says, a svora, that since Yibum is taking over the ishus of the first husband, whenever she's forbidden to the first husband, she'll be forbidden to the yavam. But since Machzir Grush is not an Arab, it's only a loisasa, and Kedushin is taifsim, so the zika is chal because the ishus is chal, and that's why she needs chalitza. But sarasa, but the tsara of a machzir grusha could even have ibum, because it's only an erva that asers in tsara, and machzir grushasai is not an erva. Unlike saita, where we do say that a tsara saita doesn't even have chalitza, that's because the Torah used the lashon of Tuma, Ksiva Bakarayas, by Machshav Rishon, we don't have such a lashon. Okay. Now then, the Rif brings another Gemara, which is apparently the Braisa. I see you're the same Braisa. Li'aylam, Ein Adam Paisel Es Ishtai, Afilu Ba Alachaysa, Ayal Ima O Al Bita. So here, the point of the Braisa is that, let's say, a person is married to a woman, and then he's mezana with her sister. So obviously he's over on the Isra of Achais Isha. But unlike a Saita, where if a man is mezana with an Isha, she's a Sura al Baila, the fact that Reuven was mezana with his wife's sister does not aser his wife on him. And by the same token, O'alima, if a man is mezana with the mother, so he's over the Isra Chamosa, his wife doesn't become Usher. O'albita, or if a man is over on the Isra of Bas Ishtai, that, in other words, what we're saying is, any erva that a man is mezana with, even though it's based on a relationship to his wife, does not have the effect of Usherate the wife. The wife does not become Nesar because a man is mezana with her mother, with her daughter, or with her sister. The Yisr is only on the one that he's mezana with.
But
he's
Mekadosh.
Again?
That's not if he's mezana without Kedush.
Well, no, no. The answer is, no, that, the reason why it says the Olam means even if he was Mekadosh, it wouldn't work because the Kedush is not Chal. The Erev of Chai Mekris, the Kedush is not Chal. So there's no way. If I'm already married to a woman,
right.
So even if I went through Kedushin on her mother or her sister, so it's nothing. So that's why it says the Olam. Even if you did Kedushin, you did a Maisa Kedushin, since it's not Toface, it's not going to answer your wife. Because Chayvikris is same Kedushin Tafes. Okay. Now, then we have a din. Again, the Rif is bringing in a different din of in the Mishnah. Kol ha'arayas ha'amuras b'tayra.
Quite a small thing. I mean, it's maybe it's a little partial, but this is obviously talking about a situation where sister is still living. I'm saying, in other words, any situation where it's mutter,
right.
The none of this.
Yeah, that's for sure.
There's no special dinning by sisters.
No, that's
correct.
The only difference is, Achos Isha is the only erva that's mutter when the wife dies. I mean, the Isra of Chamoso, the Isra of Bita, Bita is forever.
Right. But there's no other not committed. It's completely any other than there's no.
Yes. Now, then the Mishnah says, "Kol ha'arayas avuras b'tayra, abo aleihem shegeg aymezid, paslam in akuda." So this is a different. I guess one of the surim, right? A kohen cannot marry a grusha, and a kohen cannot marry a zayna. Right, a woman that is a zayna is forbidden to marry a kohen. Now, even though zayna literally means prostitute, Chazal understand it in a much broader term, and it's not limited to prostitute, but it refers and the leader, I should say, a woman might be a prostitute, and she still might be allowed to marry a kohen.
Jewish city.
Yeah, Jewish city. But what makes a woman a zayna is she was either nevelis to a goy, or she was nevelis to somebody for which there's an erva, for example, brother, sister, or even if she's an Aches Ish, that was mezana even, or not mezana, but whether Ines or Russell. So therefore we say, any aveira of arayis, the man that is bought on her, whether it's a shegeg or a mezid, and the same thing is on whether she's a shegeg or a mezid, pasla minatahuna, she cannot marry a kohen, because she would now be a zayna, and even if she was raped, halachically she would be a zayna. Okay. So now, ma bein arayas l'shnias.
Does it mean if she's a katan, or is it three or four?
Well, she'd have to be above three. Yeah.
Above three.
Even if katan, as long as she's royal bia, she will be nifselis of the
woman.
Right, that's the din of Zayna. But again, remember that we paskin, although there's a mandem of fakir, that single man, single woman that have intercourse, even though she's a nida, as long as the man is Jewish, she is not nifsal minikahuna. There has to be a bia with somebody with whom she could not have kedushin. So that's either a goy or an erva. A goy or an erva, that's going to make her pasul kahuna.
There are common subject of who was in a situation. Example of his own
subject. He was with Jim Rogan.
Right. How did he hate Machir in terms of the robe, in terms of what?
Well, normally you go Machir robe, but we say that for Kahuna, to be Machir woman to Kahuna, you have to have what we call traded. I mean, there has to be two separate robes. That has to be a robe that the permanent inhabitants are mainly kosher, and a robe that the transients would go through. You compute right. Two different robes in terms of turbis.
But you know, something like in terms of insects on like that, it's just like the girls of time, she doesn't know. It's not clear. There's such something happened, but it's not clear exactly.
You don't even know if it was intercourse.
See,
there's two different situations. One is the subject whether we know she had Bia, right. The question is who was the guy. The other is maybe she didn't have Bia at all.
Either way, a person who grew up with rape as a child, as a young, you know, child abuse, something like that, incest or an unknown standard.
We would have to have two robes. She can't marry a child unless we have two robes that are messianic.
No, but in the case of she's a sad, you know, some unknown person in the city of America, for example, in the case of not clear if it was even Bia, in other words, there's some kind of ancestral mindset that it's not clear whatever happened.
But Marisha, did they go to the question
so
about...
So there, if we don't know, if we cannot be Mavarir, so we actually put her on a chazaka that she was not able to. That's a chazaka, because she had the status quo of not being a nivellus, so we follow chazaka there.
I've heard people, you know, saying that the girl that went to the army, I mean, there's no evidence, but the Stammer, most of them are Jewish, the slaves.
Well, some people are not. Some rabbis actually paskin that any non-religious girl who went to college cannot marry a kohen. Some paskin that way.
In Israel?
Even if the robe suits are Jewish.
But the maisa, if the woman says she was not, if the woman says she was not residing with the guy, she's believed.
Even if she's not a Shomer Shabbos.
Yes, she is believed.
What's this for in Israel? Because I mean, I understand, but in Kuzar, in Israel,
80% of the... There's a sort of dafka if a person's mafka herself for the Jew, she's mafka herself for a guy, that they say.
But there's not very many going...
Since she might have gone to his house, that's called kavua, which is gemach zomach.
They're saying even if she's married, she was never. She knows for sure.
Now miyikaradin, she's absolutely believed, but
she doesn't know.
I'm saying that bismana said that there's no chesed katrus of reliability.
Even if she says,
Mara says she's believed, but they say today.
Today it's right.
Even if she's made 100%, she went to school and said it.
All
right.
I mean, some are not.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, Ma Ben Arayas and Shnias, besides the fact that one is the Arayas and one is the Ravana, but if the Arayas of Rabbi Nasa Yetzir, will I get? By Arayas, if I married an Erba, the Kedushin is worthless. If Kedushin is worthless, she doesn't need a get. And have Vlad Mamzer, and any Vlad I have is a Mamzer. Shnias, since it's only an Isser Drabana, Bidiyeva, the Kedushin is Chal. So therefore, Yaitza Beget, you'd have to give her a get, and Chazal were not Masakeh that it's a Mamzer. Although, theoretically, it is possible for something to be a Mamzer to Rabban. But here, Chazal were not Amen on that, and the child of a Shnia, these forbidden relationships rabbinically, is Bechlam Shur Mamzer. However, there is a common denominator, Zu Vizu Ein Lahem Kesuba. Obviously, if you're Makadosh and Erba, since there's no Kedushin, she gets no Ksuba. But even by Shnias, where there is a Kedushin, and you have to give her a get, the Kedushin is Chal, the woman is punished that there's no Ksuba. So the Gemara actually asks, well, wait a second here, both people did an Aveira. I mean, if I marry a Shnia, I do an Aveira, she did an Aveira. So by telling me I divorce her without a Ksuba, so what do we do? We're punishing her for entering into a sinful relationship. You're rewarding him. You're telling the guy that you do it for free. But the cheshbon is this. The cheshbon is that this acts as a deterrent to me, meaning to say, if the woman knows that she's entering a marriage in which she will not get a kesuba, so it is likely, or more, at least more likely, that she will not agree to it. So it's not a question of punishing her at the back end. It's a question of creating a mechanism of deterrence at the front end, right? A woman knows that no matter what the husband promises her, it's not only one of us, even Tosefos, he promises her $1 million. She knows that she doesn't have, he doesn't have to keep that. So she said, sorry, Mom, I'm not going to marry you.
So before the girls went to Bezalel, they knew in the school, the girls, you know,
they knew.
And also, she can mock for herself too. She wants to be with the man. The man doesn't do it. There's no class.
It's not going to stop every. Yes, I'm going
to
stop.
To live with Hakadushin, she's better off than with Kudushin.
Now, another difference though, Arias, Paitre, Sirisaya, and Erva, and Sora Serva is Petura from Yibam and Chamisa. Shiniyais, however, is only a Tsoras Erva Midrabanan, and therefore Cholzos, even the Tsora. In other words, it's interesting. We don't say a Shniya doesn't answer the Tsora. A Shniya answers a Tsora Midrabanan, and therefore you need Chalitza and not Yibam. So unlike, it's interesting, Philip. The Tsora of a Machshir Grushasa gets Yibam, but the Tsora of a Shniya is only Chalitza. In other words, it is Midrabanan, a type of Tsoras Erva.
But it is
I misread this. Look what it says. Shniyais, the Shniya herself has Cholzos Lomis Yabmos. Tsoras Shniya, O Chalat says, O Mis Yabmos. I'm saying, Pumpaker. That a Shniya Bichlal does not asserate Tsora at all. The Tsora of a Shniya can even have Chalitza. Can you even have Yibam? Okay. Yeah. Tsara Shniya O Cholatzes O Misyabemes. The Gerim. Now we have a new thing. Gerim are Asurim B'Arayas. Kedei Shlo Yomru Banu Mikdusha Chamura L'Kdusha Kala. So now we're dealing with Rabbi Shniya's Mutter. Gerim. Brother and sister convert. Two Goyim convert, brother and sister, father and daughter, mother and son. Min HaTaira, amazingly, Ger Sheniskayer, Kekatan Shenayla Dari, they have no Korva. Min HaTaira, brother marries sister, father marries daughter, genetically it's not advised, and son marries mother. In fact, the Maral brings, although he doesn't like the terrorists, the Maral actually brings this as a possible Yishuv. And the famous Kasha, how could Yaakov marry two sisters, Rachel Balea, if the Avos kept the whole Torah, Ad Shalai Nitna? So Maral brings as a teretz, although this is not the teretz he likes, that Rachel and Leah became Gerim when they entered Yaakov's Mishpacha, and Al-Skersh and Iskaya, Pekat and Shanei Ladami, they're no longer considered to be sisters. So Min HaTorah Tzvadai Mutter, but Mit Rabbanan, a Ger, cannot marry any relative that a Jew, a born Jew, would not be allowed to marry. And the reason is that they shouldn't say, oh, becoming a Jew is easy. We have come from a Chomer Kedusha when we were B'nai Nayach, because B'nai Nayach are also Aser in these Arayas. B'nai Nayach, a brother cannot marry a sister. So what's the guy said? When I was a guy, I couldn't marry you. The Kedusha was so strict. Baruch Hashem, becoming Yid is so easy. So that doesn't look good. People shouldn't think that becoming a Jew is a way out of things, a way to permit things, and there'll be mezalzo in Kedushin. Aval, but what's interesting is, Shniyas Mutarim. Because here is the problem. And actually, it's interesting. The riff is not really marish here, because here's the problem. If the issue is, Shelo Yaimru, Shivadu Mikdusha Chamura the Kedusha Kala, then the criterion for Isser should be, was it Usser when they were a Goy?
There's no shit.
Meaning anything they were Usser when they were a Goy is going to be Usser now. Well, it's the Reis of Mutter, but it's Usser because of this. And since Shniyas didn't apply when they were a Goy, so it doesn't apply now. Now, I'm thinking, what about Achlesisha? This is a good question. In other words, because of this. A guy is allowed to marry two. I mean, a guy can marry two non-Jewish sisters. Achai Sisha is not one of the arayos. So the chayra with the Maral's teretz, not his teretz, but that which he brings, that Yaakov could marry two sisters because of Geiris, the chayra that doesn't only apply before the Takanas Chachamim, even after the Takanas Chachamim, because it's not asa erba that was usher to b'nai Nayach. Right, because the issue is not, you could learn differently. You could learn Marasayim. You could learn, I don't know this guy's a Ger, so I think he's a Jew, a born Jew. But that's not the reason the Rif gives. The Rif gives the reason that people shouldn't think a Goy becoming a Jew has an easier way out. So therefore, whatever was usher when he was a Goy has to be usher when he's a Jew. Since Shniyos were mutter then, so this is going to be mutter as well. Okay, now Amar of Nachman. So Rav Nachman then says, Geirim, Hayo v'yasu liyadam, since we mentioned a halacha of Geirim, Neimu v'humilsa, let me mention another halacha of Geirim. Achim min ha'im. Let's say we have two brothers who are from the same, these are Goyim who converted. Two brothers from the same mother who converted. Now, in terms of Eidos, brothers are puzzled to be made whether they're Achim min ha'em or min ha'av. Right? In Hilchos Eidos, Achim min ha'em are craven, and Achim min ha'av are craven. But Lagabe Geiris, we say, Lo yod l'chachila, they should not be Eidos, the two converted brothers. V'yim ha'idu, Eidos on Eidos, we'll see why. Achim min ha'av, me'idin, even l'chachila. So here is the issue. The issue is this. The issue is that a guy has yichus from his mother. A guy does not have direct yichus from his father.
We'll
see in a moment there are shtiras, but the reason is because if the Ovdei Avodah Zarah were very promiscuous, you never knew Bavadais, who was a father, but we know Bavadais, who was a mother. So Mimela, like this, when you have Achim min ha'ein, who converted, we know for a fact that biologically they're brothers. If they're purportedly Achim min ha'av, but not from the same mother, we don't know for sure that they're biological brothers. Now, either way, halachically they're not brothers because Gershon is Skyer, Kikut and Shemnei Ladav. But by Achim min ha'aim, we know they are biological brothers. Achim min ha'av, if they have different mothers, we don't know if it's really the same father. So therefore, Legabe Eidus, Rav Nachman says the following. Achim min ha'ein l'chatchila, they should not be meyid, because people will get mixed up. People might think, oh, brothers could be meyid. That's not good. But if they are meyid, we'll be makabel them, because l'maisa, they're geirim. Achim min ha'av, we allow it even l'chatchila, because people will look at them and just say, they're not even brothers. And Amemer says, we're not even claiming. In other words, the problem of Eidos seems to be a problem of Marizayim. There are observers that see two brothers walk into court, based in, and if they see these two brothers testifying, they're going to think brothers can testify. In other words, it's a Marizayim. The Oraisa, they're kosher, because Gershon is Skyer, but there's a Marizayim. So what is Rav Nachman saying? The Maris Ayin is only by Achim min ha'aim and not Achim min ha'av. And even when there is a Maris Ayin by Achim min ha'aim, it is only l'chatchila, but if we were Makabal, then we'll go with it. And the other Mandi Yomar says, who says you're even guys are Maris Ayin? There's no problem at all. But the Gemara now asks that l'chaira, there seems to be a disconnect between the din of Arayos by Geiris and the din of Eidos. Because what you're telling me is, Legabe Eidos, we are going to be Makabel Kraven, based on Gershon Iskayer. Legabe Arayas, we say no. Because if you're going to say that the two brothers who are biologically connected to be Megan, because everybody's going to know that they're not brothers, then by Arayas too. So Frekta Gemara, Maishnon Me'erva, the answer is Erva Lakol Masura, Eidos Lebastin Masura, Veger Sheniskayer Kikatan Shenaylad Dummy. So you start from the last sentence, right? The Yisaydat form is the Arayas, there's no problem, both by Eidos and by Erva. The Arayas, no problem. Because Gershon Iskayer can cut Shinoi Latami. Now, the only thing is, Erva, meaning marriage, this is who you marry, that is something people do on their own. I get married, you get married, everyone gets married on their own. It does not require normally a Pesach Basin. So, according to this, there was a chashash that if you allow brother or sister to get married, right, Gershon Iskayer, good brother or sister, so people might think that brother and sister is mutter because they're going to make judgments on their own without going to base them. That's why we have to asher the arayas. Masha'in kain bayegas, what's your problem? If we let these two brothers testify, then when two other brothers show up, we'll let them testify? The decision as to who testifies is a decision that is made by a base them. So we're not choshesh that a Beis Din is going to make such a mistake. By Arayas, I can be choshesh that if I see brother and sister marry, then I might think another brother and sister can marry. But you're not going to say if one Beis Din or the same Beis Din admitted two converted brothers as Edom, they're going to admit two Yiddish brothers as Edom, right? So since Edos is going to be upkapaskin by a Beis Din, and not by people's individual decisions, so the chashash of confusion is not going to be there. Now the emissary,
huh? Not only based in a smuchim or munchim, but even the based in a road zone. That's I mean, yeah. How do they,
it's based in a judges, yeah.
And those little towns, they didn't have smuchim.
Yeah, I mean, you certainly don't need smuchim. This does not require smuchim.
Smuchim, yeah.
But the question is,
you need munchim though.
Well, even in a basin of Hedyaitis, you have to have at least one person that's a gomir or a sovir, not a little bit. So that itself would be enough. Now, though, I have a little horror on this. My little horror on this is that l'chayra, the hemshich of this svara, is inconsistent a little bit. It is a bit of a stira to the initial svara that was said. Because here's like this. Let's go back to the original halacha that a ger is usher to be arayas. Right? A ger cannot marry. Right? In other words, a ger cannot marry his brother, his sister. A ger cannot marry his mother, etc. Now there are actually two reasons the Gemara gives for it. The Rif only brings one reason. One reason is that since the ger was usher when he was a goy, it is a bizayon hatayra to say that my kedusha as a yid is more kal. Right. In other words, now the second reason is a maris ayin. Now, if we were to say that the problem of erva is banu mikdusha kala dusha chamura, the Gemara's kasha of Eidos is not a kasha. The Gemara says, you're telling me by Eidos I accept them, either a chachil or b'diyamin. So back to Gemara, how come by Eidos I accept them and by erva I don't accept them? But that's the kasha. Maishnami erva. So one second, I'll give you a chachil. What is the halacha under Dinei B'nai Nayach? Right, when you have Edim in a Noachad court.
You need one.
All you need is one, and there's no psul of Kraven. So, the reason why by Edis they're kosher is because they were kosher when they were Goyim. Meaning, if the only reason why I should disqualify is Banu Mikdusha Kala Mikdusha Chamura, then that Gufa is a Teretz phrase. See, Bishlama, if the problem of Erva is Maris Ayin, then the Gemara's Kach is very good. Maris Ayin. So Aegis 2 is Maris Ayin. If two brothers come, then we'll be Masher two other brothers. And at that, the answer is a very good answer. That since Basin will make the decision, we're not Chayshish Basin is going to get mixed up. Good. That's fine. But if Alibid the Eves The Ezer of Erva is mitam banu mikdusha kala l'dusha banu l'dusha chamura l'dusha kala. That gufa is your teretz, right? You don't need to say Erva l'kol masura. So, I'm not sure b'diyuk why the Rif brings both. See, in the Gemara itself, we would just say that shtick of the Gemara is going like the other mandiyamar. But the Rif does not even bring the other mandiyamar. So if the Rif brings the banu mikdusha chamur l'kdusha kala, and then brings the chiluk of erba l'kol masura, and edus is the base of masura, l'chara you don't need that there. It's just a hard. I don't have an issue with that. But for l'chara, we could simply say that edus of kreva, even in edus, is covered by b'nei noach. So what's the problem? Okay. All right. Now see the next Mishnah. So the Mishnah now is discussing the definition of a... Now we're back to Yibam now. Who is a brother for Yibam, and who is a son that potters Yibam? So state in Mishnah, Mi sheyesh lai ach mikol makayim. Any type of brother that you have, we'll see what that is, zaykeik es eishes achim liyibam, pulls, okay, just a pull, shlep zika, pulls the widow of his brother for Yibam, any type of brother, we'll see. And not only for Yibam, but any type of brother is Achifu L'chaldover, he is your brother. And the only type of biological brother who would not be your brother is Mi Shiesh Le'ach Min Ashivcha U'min HaVedes Kechadu. Now remember, Yibam V'Shtetzach has to be a brother from a father, okay? So the fact that you have different mothers is Lomayl of Lomayl. But if a person's father had a child, another child, from either a goy, not a gir, it's a goy,
or
a shivcha, so the halacha is that a child from a goy is a goy, a child from a shivcha is an eved. The eved or the goy has no yichus to the Jewish father, so that's not my brother. So even if the guy converts, or even if the eved is nishtacharer, he's not my brother, so if I die without any other brother, the wife does not need even.
Why don't you donate to the sperm bank?
Huh?
The father donated to the sperm bank.
There may be an unknown Jewish brother. Yeah.
I know. So that would mean when you're out of Suffolk, you would go and I could say no.
You don't know. But the idea there would be, at least in America, you assume that robe of the women would be gaif, and therefore it would be a bad menage.
But bad in Israel, I don't know if they do have an Israel.
It would be a serious shadow. Of course, it's a little mudna. This guy doesn't have kids, he's donated to a sperm bank. I mean, she needs him.
A lot of people do it before they get married. Okay, they want to do it in case something happens, and they'll always have Zara, even if something happens.
In Israel, it could be a huge problem. In Israel, a lot of problems.
It could be.
My name is Zara.
That's so similar.
Now, the same
way. Even though it's not for a regular beer, it still would be. Or is that a condition?
That's not our sugi. That's not our sugi either. But the mice in the psak is that they would not be injured. That's the Chalfas Machakek. The Chalfas Machakek talks about Nisabra Biambati.
Yeah.
The woman gets pregnant in a bathhouse. And
Chalfas,
which is the old, the equivalent of artificial insemination. It's Benay L'chol Dabar. Chalfas Machakek says such a thing. The only shaila is, Lady Buddha has a tshuva, that if the sperm didn't impregnate until after a person's death, conception after his death is not miyuchas then. So frozen sperm was used to impregnate her after
his death. So
she's thinking of miyuchas.
Is it thinking of impossible? How do you determine it? How do you know when?
Well, after the bathhouse, we don't know. I mean, theoretically, it's possible.
How do you know? If I close that, he leaves, drops dead. We don't know when. I mean,
well, we know. We know when the woman went in.
After he dropped dead.
Yeah.
There was a big court case in California about Yerusha.
That's right. Frozen. Yeah, but that was different. There were embryos before he died. Before they died, that wasn't sperm. These were embryos, frozen embryos, and they died in a plane crash. But this is Nadi Yudas Pesach is different. Nadi Yudas Pesach is the sperm itself did not fertilize an egg until after the death. Now, similarly, Mishiyesh Leib Ben Mikol Makom. Any son that I have, Paterizesh is Aviv, right? Paterizesh is father's widow, in Ibram. V'chayev al-makasai, v'machayev al-makasai, Right, the Torah says, "For Makavim and Kulamazavim, you're chayav Misa." Ubenayu l'chol damer. Once again, chutz v'mishi yeshloim in hashivcha u'min ha'ived eskecha. Now, so the operative term is ach mikol makayim and ben mikol makayim. So, what is the mikol makayim? Who is this thing you're being marve? So the answer is basuye mai. So in both cases, both the Reish and the Seifa, Amar Rav Yehuda liasuye mamzer. Right. So let's say the father has a, I'm sorry, the mace has a brother that's a mamzer because his own father was resigning with an Eishes Ish. Or let's say the Yavam himself, not the Yavam, the mace was resigning with another woman, an Eishes Ish, and has a mamzer. So the answer is, a mamzer is b'nai b'chal davar. A mamzer yarshins equally. A mamzer will yarshin b'nech le'yaviv equally. Now the only thing is that we have a raya that since the Mishnah says that if you have a brother that's a mamzer, it's zaykeh le'yivam. So what do we see? We see clearly that if a yavama falls to a mamzer, the mamzer can be miyavim, the raisa. Why? Because although a mamzer is created from chayvei krisus, the actual iser of living with a mamzer is only a lav. It's only a lav. And chayvei lavin, doraisa even have hima, but chazal say chalesas because of b'nei rabbi rishayna atu bia shnia. Therefore the Rif says, shema binah, chayvei lavin b'dei raisa, doraisa b'nei yivam, ninu, you could even have yivam. In other words, why are you miyavim chayvei lavin? Based on the principle that the asay is doche leisasa, because we have a klal, whenever you have a positive commandment that says do something, and then you have a negative prohibition that says don't do it, so if I can do both at the same time, meaning I can do the asay without being over on the leisasa, I gotta do that. That's called Ef Shilakayim Shneim. V'yimlav, if the only way I can do the mitzvah is by being over the Aveira, Yavai Yasei, V'yitcha leisasa. Now, it's interesting, there's two horrors on this. First, the question is, wait a second here. This rule, that an Asei is Doche leisasa, is only if there's no other way out. I have no way of doing this asay unless I do the aveira. But if I can do the asay without doing the aveira, I don't have a heter to do the aveira. So here's the question. Why are you allowed to do yibum? Do chalitza.
Yeah.
Right? So the Gemara's answer is, Gemara asks the kasha, kefshim chalitza. And the Gemara's answer is, although Bismana says, he says, chalitza b'makam yibum, lav mitzvahi, which actually means chalitza potters you from the mitzvah of Yiva, but it's not a kiyum of the mitzvah of Yiva. So apparently you see this, you say, that the din of Efshir L'Kayim Shneim doesn't mean you have a way out of the mitzvah. Having a way out of the mitzvah wouldn't be enough. In other words, not to say Esei Docha Lo Sasa. Rather, you have to have a way of being Makayim the mitzvah, and Chalitza b'makayim yibam is not called a kiyum ha-mitzvah. The other aura is a beautiful comment of the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Yisri actually says, what is the svara? Why should it not say b'dechah v'aysas, if anything? The Torah says do something, and another part of the Torah says don't do it. So I don't know who to listen to. I should be paralyzed and shay v'altasa. Don't do it. That would be the default position. When you have a stira between the Machayiv of an Asay and the Yisr of a Leisasa, just don't do anything. So the Ramban says that although we learn it out of Psukim, but he says the Swara is that a mitzvah Asay, which is doing something, is a way that you show Abbas Hashem. Because love is what you show by the actions that you do. You love somebody, you do things for them. Leisasa is a function of you. When I'm afraid of you, I have reverence for you. I don't touch your things. I don't walk into your dalanamas. So therefore, he says, mitzvah saseh is a way of expressing avas Hashem, and leisaseh is a way of expressing yiras Hashem. And since avas Hashem is a higher madrega than yiras Hashem, Ramban says this is why the aseh is doicha leisaseh. because Ava, Supreme Rabbi, stood the idea that Ava is greater than Yira.
Just general social cool.
Yeah, the chayra, it's not a direct, so you're right, because otherwise we would say the surah that for psula gahal there shouldn't be any yibam at all. Here we're saying minatari or miyadimer. Now, you're only allowed one bia, that's the next thing, but if she got pregnant that first bia, that would be a valid fulfillment. So the question is, if you're miyadim chayre labin, my time, amar rabbanan chayre labin, chalsin alone yadimin, so we answer, right, gezeira, bia rishona, atu, bia shenia. That since the mitzvah of yibam is fulfilled by the first bia, even if she doesn't get pregnant, but the potential of a pregnancy is a tiyum ha-mitzvah, so I would only be allowed to be with the woman once. I'd have to divorce her with a get immediately afterwards. So chazal, asher, even the first bia, because if we matured the first bia, the person could easily come to a second bia. Right, I mentioned the Yerushalmi, it tells us the Kedushin brings that that's why the first year that the Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael, Yoshua, they did not eat masa that first Pesach, because if the only grain they had, they didn't have man, and the only grain they had was Chodesh, and Chodesh is not going to measure till the Iber of the second day, so there's an Isra Chodesh, they couldn't eat masa. Frekti Yerushalmi Akasha, why don't I say if there's no other grain other than Chodesh, why don't I say, Asay Dochel Osasa? I have no other choice, right? Asay Dochel Osasa. So the Yerushalmi's answer is, Gezeira, Kazayas Rishon, Atu Kazayas Shein. If not, it's the same Gezeira, you could only eat the Kazayas, and you might eat extra, so Mamela, we're Geyser. And that's exactly the Gezeira the Gemara gives over here. And therefore, Hainu Giptani. Now this is a bit of a difficulty, and the Rif says this explains the following halacha: Gabe Petsua Daka Ucharus Shavu. Okay, Petsua Daka is a person whose testicles are crushed or severed. Right, those are the Bayim, and the Chris Shavcha is a person whose gid is severed. Now, they're not able to have children at all. So it says they're not allowed to do yibam, but in balu kanu, if somehow they were able to have physical intercourse, they would be kaina. Be osur l'kaima, but you